This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Girlie, this right here is actually Tombstone. This is Tombstone. That's the name of it. All right, the name of it is Tombstone. But yeah, I don't know if this is, can I flip it this way? Can I say rest in peace, Val Kilmer, one of my favorite actors who was actually in Tombstone, the movie. That was a bad boy right there. You know, I'll be your Huckleberry.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, great actor.
Just passed away. Rest in peace, Val Kilmer. Mm-hmm. But this right here is called Tombstone. Y'all take a listen. Here we go, Cat Dog.
Funeral home. It's Kendrick.
Hey, man, we got a problem with this funeral home. Let me ask y'all something. Y'all done messed around and put the wrong name on my auntie Tombstone as well as the date. And we got a problem we got to get rectified, man. Y'all got
Hold on, man. Calm down. First of all, what is your name?
My name is Reggie, man, but y'all, I can't understand a funeral home making these kind of mistakes. You know, that don't make no sense. How long have y'all even been in the business to be doing something like this?
So this is a family business. We've been doing this 40-plus years.
Why are y'all making mistakes like this, man?
What mistake you think we made?
Okay, look, man, we buried my auntie 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Rosetta.
Okay.
All right. Where you spell her name is R-O-S-E-T-T-A. Y'all got R-O-Z-E-T-T-A. And she was born June 8, 1948. Y'all got August 6, 1940. Y'all got the dates mixed up, and y'all got her name mixed up. And what we ain't finna do is have my auntie arrested in peace with the wrong stuff on her tombstone. That don't make no sense, man.
Calm down. Bro, you keep yelling at me. There's no way I can help you if you're yelling at me.
Well, fix the problem then, man.
Well, I can check the paperwork and see what the problem is. Now, if you gave me the wrong information, your family gave me the wrong information, then we just put down what we were given. And if we got to change something, we'll change it, but it's going to cost you some more money.
Hold on. We're not paying another dime to that funeral home. Not another dime. The stuff's going to get changed on this tombstone, then we're not paying for nothing.
I'm saying we can help you out. I can help you, but if you gave me the wrong information, that's on you. I didn't do that. That's on you.
We didn't give you the wrong information. Now I'm going to tell you this right here. What is your name?
Funeral.
What is your name?
My name is Kendrick.
Okay, Kendrick, let me tell you something. If this don't get changed by tonight, me and some of my cousins are finna come out there and start digging up bodies.
Y'all not coming over here and digging up nothing. Y'all, this is my plan. You gonna disrespect my family and come over here and you gonna dig up what?
We're gonna dig up some bodies if y'all don't come, if y'all don't get this rectified on my head tombstone.
There's not gonna be none of that. I'm not having you coming over here. We gonna fix the problem. I'm gonna check the paperwork and I can get back to you. That's what I can do, but you ain't digging up nothing.
If y'all ain't fix this thing on my head tombstone by this evening, me and my cousin is coming out there digging up some of them dead bodies until y'all get this thing fixed.
Ain't gonna be nobody coming over here.
Wait a minute.
Now I'm getting excited too. Calm, man, let me just talk to you like a man. Listen, what I'm saying to you is that the family fills out the paperwork, puts the name and the birth date on there. If it is incorrect and has to be fixed, I have to call the man out here to fix it. And that's going to cost some money. I have to pay him. All I'm saying is, if that is the case, if the paperwork is incorrect, it's not on us, and I might have to charge you a little extra money. Just so I can get it taken care of.
I'm not finna get charged nothing. We ain't got no more money, man. We ain't got no more money. Y'all charged us an arm and a leg to bury my honey. We ain't got no more. Let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you one more time, Mr. Kendrick. If I don't see a child, I'm coming out there this evening to look at my honey tombstone. I'm coming out there. Now, if the date and the name ain't fixed, I promise you, so help me, I'm finna start digging up about it, and if your is out there, I'm going to put you in one of them holes that I done dug up.
Man, I tell you what, Reggie, you're not going to put me in no hole, man. I'm trying to talk to you and tell you what the deal is and how we will get this fixed. Ain't nobody coming out here and digging up nothing. I have to call somebody to fix it.
I bet you I'm digging up a hole and I'm putting your in it if you don't fix my hand in the tombstone.
Yeah, we both is going in the damn hole. That's what's going to happen.
No, then we're both going in there then. Because somebody, y'all done fixed, mess around and put the wrong date. Y'all done spelled my head and name wrong and everything.
I'm not going to fix nothing. Me and you yelling at each other, we mean. We don't do this. Yelling at each other is not going to fix the problem. I still have to do a step here. I have to look at this paperwork.
Where is you going to look at it then?
Reggie, if you keep yelling, I don't even have time to even go over this paperwork. Every time I get ready to look at something, you yelling in my ear.
Okay, well, let me say this to you one more time. I'm coming. Matter of fact, I'm finna come out there right now. That's what I'm finna
Reggie,
do.
You know what, Reggie? Come on in. I try to talk nice to your and tell you what to do. I told you that this is a family business, and you disrespect me. Man, you. You come out here, you ain't no cousin. We both going to all day. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now.
So you need to know that my is on my way. Cause I guarantee you, y'all gonna change it.
I could bring your in. Bring your you ain't your cousin. Who else the will call? I dig it both seven holes out this day.
I bet you when they get ready to spell Kendrick on the tombstone, I bet you they won't spell that wrong.
Oh, baby, come on, you. You and your cousin.
Well, I got something else I need to tell you.
What the else you got to say?
I said if you listening to me, Kendrick.
What the you have to say, Reggie?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy. You just got pranked by your secretary with...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
No.
You all right,
man? You, Tommy. How about that?
Hey,
you got me, man. You got me, man. Man, I wasn't even supposed to be in here today. I knew something was funny.
Oh, man. You all right, man?
Yeah, you got me. But I was going to dig a hole for your today. Trying to dig.
All right, hey, man, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, y'all. Come on, Knott.
Really?
On this great getting up Thursday. On this great getting up Thursday. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. The Nephew, Friday night in Charlotte. Sold out. Saturday night show. Sold out. I got show, two shows on Sunday. 4 o'clock Sunday. Sold out. You got that 7 o'clock to play with to come see the Nephew in Charlotte, North Carolina. All right. You want to catch me Thursday? Well, when I'm just hanging, when I'm relaxing, there's a meet and greet at the Marquee, all right? There's a meet and greet at the Marquee. Live music, amazing cocktails, and great vibes. Come meet the Nephew.
Tommy, what do? You have a meet and greet before the show?
Yeah, that's at one of my boy spots in Charlotte, North Carolina. My boy named Kennedy.
This is another one of my best friends that we haven't heard about.
See, there you go, Shirley. You know what? Shirley, okay. Keep on. A couple names you didn't know about, and you just ran with it. Anyway, laying in the cut is Brea. That's Los Angeles, right outside of L.A. Brea Comedy Club, Brea Improv. The Nephew is coming to town. It is Sunday night on the 13th, one night only, one show only. The Nephew is coming to town. And then, of course, you know, Jacksonville. That's Duval, baby. That is Easter weekend. Saturday the 19th, the Nephew coming. It's an evening with Nephew Tommy. An evening. Oh, my God. It's absolutely going to be ravishing, dear. The Nephew is coming to town. We must go and put on our greatest clothing and go out and have a laugh with Nephew. Oh, dear.
Crazy.
Duval. Yeah,
that's not how you say it. The new head coach of the Jazz.
Duval.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's how you say it now.
He ain't going to keep his jaw long if he keeps saying it like that.
All right. Thank you, Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.